Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined by Perry Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Lindsay Pasuti. Lindsay, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
So lots to talk about this week. Some stuff coming up here towards the end of November. We kind of talked about it a little bit last week, but let's dive a little deeper into it, starting with the Sippin' Shop. It's the third Sippin' Shop that you will have had so far. So talk about this one.
Yeah, so we started off in September with just thinking we would do kind of a one-time event to have extended hours and merchants to host refreshments so that shoppers could have that experience that they don't always get with it being in the evening. And it was such a success that we did it again in October, kind of a Halloween, still fall themed. And then now in November, instead of on Friday, we're going to do it on Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, thinking about family members that are visiting, kind of entertainment for that group of individuals and something to do while maybe your house is clean and ready to go. This is a chance to get out and still have a little fun, do some shopping, holiday shopping, experience what our shops have to offer, have a little bit of fun too.
All right, and this event is free to attend, but obviously you have to pay for anything that you want to buy.
Yes, so it's free to attend. Unlike the Chocolate Walk, where there's tickets, there are refreshments, which are complimentary by each merchant. Each one varies slightly. And then, of course, encouraging people to shop. Great time to get some gifts, things for yourself, some holiday decorations. So we're still tweaking the list of participating businesses, but you can count on the usual suspects, if you will, that have participated in the last two events. So again, it's Wednesday, November 27th, 4 to 7 p.m.
All right. Now, a couple days after that, we're skipping over Thanksgiving because, you know, you don't want to do anything with the chamber on Thanksgiving itself. So, but the day after Thanksgiving, typically known as Black Friday, has a different significance in the city of Perry. So talk about that event.
Right. So we have a longstanding tradition of hosting a lighted parade. Some other communities do this. It's a pretty neat experience. So the day after Thanksgiving, Friday, November 29th this year, we'll host the lighted parade again. And then there's other activities that go along with that. So we'll start the lineup at 6 p.m. on the corner of 2nd and Otley. Kind of just depends on who all comes and where we send people to. But we usually have fire trucks and other businesses with their floats, all lighted, of course. So that's at 6 is the lineup, and then 7 o'clock is the start of the parade. People are just invited to come out and see what that looks like. So I see people gathering on 2nd Street, on 3rd, on Morford, things like that all around. The route will actually go down 3rd and then circle back to 2nd downtown. And then as far as after the parade goes, the holiday spirit continues at La Poste. Santa will be there, so people can line up and get their pictures taken. A sorority group will be doing a wreath sale, and then also there'll be youth singers down in the cellar, followed by live music by Shannon and Cindy Bryan. So just kind of some fun entertainment, some holiday cheer, family activities at La Poste afterwards. And then, of course, the Festival of Trees at the Carnegie Library Museum will also be going on. This year, they're actually extending their hours that night. So a lot of people are waiting around for the parade to start. They're out and about longer with all the activities. So from 5:30 to 8:30, they'll be open to see all of the Festival of Trees.
All right, and I'll do a little plug there that there will also be carolers out once again this year, and I don't want to say too much about it, but I hear they're pretty awesome.
Yeah, I've heard that too. So some carolers around downtown before the parade, hot chocolate at Perry Perk. So just kind of come down and see what's going on. A lot of shops will be open late, and then once it's time for the parade, lights go down and the parade begins.
All right. Now, the very next day after that is yet another event. So a very busy week there around Thanksgiving. That is the Small Business Saturday. So always a big deal for downtowns and stuff like that throughout the nation. So talk about Perry and the Chamber of Commerce's involvement with it.
So just to take one step back, Small Business Saturday is a nationwide movement, as you mentioned. It's been going on for 10 years nationwide and kind of all started to kind of support the small and local independent businesses, kind of combating that Black Friday, Cyber Monday being sandwiched in there and bringing that to light so that communities can rally together and support those businesses that support the community year round. So Perry's no different. We have a lot of great businesses, whether it's retail or the service industry, that can be highlighted in this particular event. Obviously, we want you to support them year round, but this is another chance to do that in a really focused way to show their support. So maybe after being full of turkey and having family fun, whether you've gone out to do your own Black Friday shopping or not, Small Business Saturday is a great chance to bring it back to Perry, make some of those purchases, whether it's gift certificates to get an oil change or at the movie theater, or some of those actual concrete gifts that you can get in so many of our retail shops. So last year was kind of a big push to do that. We still let everyone set their own hours and do their own specials. We're going to do that again this year. The Sip and Shops have been very successful and very focused on a certain time, but with Small Business Saturday, it's the holiday weekend and everyone's out doing their own thing anyway, so it's just a chance to elevate that more than anything. So we encourage people to get out and participate.
Absolutely. Now, before all that craziness happens, obviously a lot happening that week, next Friday, a week from today, you have your next ribbon cutting. So tell me a little bit about this.
So we'll be hosting a ribbon cutting at Blue Jay Market next Friday, a week from today, November 22nd at 5 p.m. So a little bit later than we normally do ribbon cuttings, but it makes sense for this one in particular. So Blue Jay Market's been around for a little while. They had an ownership change back in 2017, but haven't been a chamber member until recently. So we are excited to officially welcome them as a chamber member, reintroduce to the community, showcase the new owners. But then another exciting thing is that they have recently done some renovations and expansions inside. So kind of a fun thing. They're the first and only walk-in cooler. It's actually called a beer cage in Perry. So that's the first one, the only one in Perry. And so they're really excited about providing that to the community and showing it off. So we're going to do that with a ribbon cutting, again, as new members, as new owners, and with this addition to their business. There will also be one of their vendors on hand doing some sampling. So again, another reason to do an evening, Friday evening event for them.
All right. A couple more things I want to ask about. We talked about board nominations last week, but give people an update on that.
Right. So as we mentioned before, we have three board members that their term is ending at the end of this year. Of course, there's an opportunity for them to be nominated again and kind of renew their service to the chamber for another 3 years. But it also provides an opportunity for other individuals to step up and get involved. Nominations are open right now, and we're accepting those by phone call or email, just real simple name and what member, business, or organization they represent if we don't already know them. Maybe it's a new person in the community that we just don't know, and that's okay too. And so through that process, we'll follow up with that individual. We have a very short kind of, we call it an application, but it's more of a questionnaire, just so that we are familiar with, you know, their involvement in the community, especially if they're new, and then how they're looking forward to being involved with the chamber. Just making sure that that commitment level is there. We do meet on a monthly basis. We host a lot of events, things like that, just to make sure that we're on that same page. And then at the December meeting is actually when we'll have the election meeting for the board members and the officers. So then any new board members coming on, potentially three, would have their term starting 2020 going through 2022.
All right. One last thing I want to ask you about today is something that happened last year and it's coming back. That's the Merchant Movies at the Perry Grand 3 Theater. So talk a little bit about this.
So this is an exciting thing just with one of our businesses seeing an opportunity in the community and wanting to provide something family friendly, free to the community, but then also leaning on other businesses to make it happen. So it's fantastic that we have this movie theater in town and they already provide such a great service with affordable family entertainment. But then with the holidays, bringing in additional movies to show that are kind of holiday themed and then providing them for free. So how this works is other merchants, other businesses in the community basically sponsor those movies. Instead of it's this business sponsoring this one movie, and that's how it's paid for. It's kind of a collaborative, cooperative effort. And so those businesses that are sponsors, our showcase says the merchants providing the movies, they get tickets to give out to their customers, employees, however they want to do it. And you can only watch the movies. You can only go in if you have the tickets, and you can only get the tickets if you go to the merchants. So it's kind of a win-win on both sides for the community, getting people in the doors to those various businesses, working together to have another fun holiday activity.
Absolutely. Well, Perry Chamber of Commerce Director Lindsay Pasuti, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
I think we covered a lot today. Thanks, Joe. I guess just one final thing would be to thank everyone that came out to participate with Art on the Prairie, the art dedications, the ribbon cutting, shopping, and dining, and then just encourage people to continue to do so, especially this holiday season, and continue to participate in all the events going on.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it very much.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Lindsay Pasuti. I'm Dallas County News Director Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.